Australian mining giant Rio Tinto is facing awkward questions over its joint ownership of a mining company in the African country of Guinea. Villagers living in the area around a bauxite mine claim they're the victims of human rights violations at the hands of the mining company. Dan Oakes reports.
The bauxite mine in the Boké region of Guinea has been in operation since 1973. And in that time, villagers say, it has brought them nothing but woe.
In our villages, we ran out of drinking water. After the mine started, most of our backwaters have been polluted. The air is polluted.
Local man Kunsa Balo Barry has told AM that their land was appropriated with little or no compensation by the mining company Compagnie de Bauxite de Guinée. CBG is jointly owned by three mining businesses, including Anglo-Australian resources giant Rio Tinto. The bauxite extracted by the operation is turned into aluminium that's bought by some of the world's biggest producers of consumer goods. It generates export dollars for Guinea, but Mr. Barry says locals receive no help from their government.
The problem is the local authorities do not fully support us. They don't get involved in the mining activity, and when they do, they always intervene in favour of the company.
Now the inhabitants of 11 villages in the region surrounding the mine have decided to fight back by attacking the mining company's money stream. CBG has been loaned $290 million by the private lending arm of the World Bank, the International Finance Corporation. The IFC has also helped the mining company obtain another $873 million from banks. That's prompted 540 households from the affected villages to lodge a complaint about the World Bank body with its independent watchdog.
Well, what the complainant communities want first and foremost is to see a full-fledged commitment by CBG's owners and financiers to ensuring that the complaints process succeeds in delivering meaningful redress to the affected communities for the legacy of harm that this company has caused.
David Pred is the executive director of the non-governmental organisation assisting the villagers, Inclusive Development International. It argues the owners of the mine, Rio Tinto included, are directly responsible for rectifying the damage done by the mining.
I'd say that the onus is squarely on the owners of the mine, including Rio Tinto, to ensure that the project not only does no harm to their host communities, but those communities secure meaningful and lasting benefits from the mining operation. You know, their lives should be made better as a result of mining on their land, not worse.
That's David Pred, the executive director of the NGO Inclusive Development International. Dan Oakes reporting there. And in a statement to the ABC, Rio Tinto says CBG is engaged in a mediation process with the villagers, and it expects that process will shed light on facts and provide a platform for talks. The International Finance Corporation says it's working with the mining company to address the locals' concerns.